Welcome to the NewsHour. The Department of Justice and more than a dozen states sued Apple today in a landmark antitrust case. They argue that the tech giant has created an illegal monopoly in the smartphone market by using excessively restrictive hardware and apps that keep customers locked into Apple's ecosystem and that puts a, quote, chokehold on competition. That includes its payment and messaging systems and basic connections with other apps. Doha Mecki is the Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the department, and she joins me now. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Hi, Amna. It's nice to be with you.
So the Department of Justice is arguing here that Apple's monopoly comes at the expense of developers, of rival phone makers, and also consumers. Tell us more about that. How specifically are consumers being harmed?
Sure. So today's lawsuit was filed about alleged monopolization, monopoly maintenance to be specific, by Apple that we allege has artificially thwarted competition in the smartphone market. And specifically, we allege that Apple imposed restrictions on apps, products, and services that threatened to disrupt Apple's smartphone monopoly. And so consumers really suffer the consequences of that. Sometimes that looks like higher prices for smartphones, including the iPhone. It looks like, disrupted innovation by potential developers that harms the entire ecosystem for smartphones. And it also means that Apple is thwarting technologies and emerging paradigms that may make consumers device agnostic altogether.
So part of Apple's response, as I'm sure you've seen, says the lawsuit threatens what they call the principles that set them apart in the market. Here is part of their response now. They say, if successful, this lawsuit would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple, where hardware, software, and services intersect. Doha, as you know, part of the Apple appeal, what makes them so popular, is that they have this integration across this suite of systems and apps. Everything just kind of works together. Is there a sense here that DOJ is punishing them for what customers like them best for?
Absolutely not. The United States is in favor of consumer electronics and products and services that work for consumers. And competition is the best way to make sure that there is ample opportunity in the market for different kinds of providers to offer more of what consumers want. The United States government and its lawsuit is also very in favor of privacy and security, and specifically, none of the conduct that we challenge in our lawsuit is necessary to ensure privacy and security.
So part of the DOJ's challenge here is to prove that the benefits Apple delivers to consumers don't outweigh its alleged antitrust practices, right? How do you do that?
So, there will be many months of discovery and a long road to trial in this case, which we very much look forward to. And one of the things that we will focus on is really developing a full record ahead of trial about all of the ways that Apple undertakes anti-competitive and exclusionary conduct. And obviously, Apple will have an opportunity to put forward any alleged justifications for its conduct. And it's our burden to show that the exclusions and restrictions that they deployed in their app store through developer guidelines, et cetera, outweigh what's required to deliver their products and services.
So if the lawsuit's successful, what kind of changes could DOJ be looking Apple to make? Could you be looking at structural changes, for example, breaking the company up?
So that's really a legal question. Our burden right now is to demonstrate an antitrust violation. And it is black letter law in the United States that a remedy really has to be tailored to redress the violation and prevent its recurrence. And so it's too early right now to say what the precise contours of a remedy are, but it is the role, the tradition and longstanding goal of the Justice Department to take on monopolies and pry open markets that have been encumbered by abuse of monopoly power and make sure that the forces of competition can take hold so that we are protecting the opportunity for next generation technologies and disruptive services and products that Americans have always looked forward to. It's about making sure that the next generation of apples are allowed to take hold.
This lawsuit does follow years of regulatory scrutiny of Apple. We know they've already fought off a number of other antitrust challenges. What prevented the DOJ from taking action sooner, action that might have saved some of the consumers it says were now harmed?
This lawsuit was actually filed after a methodical, careful, and very deliberate investigation. As you know, we take our cases and our facts as we find them, and we only file lawsuits when we are confident that we have real competition concerns that can't be addressed short of going to court. And so that's what happened here. And so there's no doubt justice delayed is justice denied, and we'll be excited to try our case just as soon as it's ready.
That is Doha Mekki, Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Department of Justice. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.